He looked up at Mathis to see how bored he was getting with these introspective refinements of what, to Mathis, was a simple question of duty. Mathis smiled back at him.
"Continue, my dear friend. It is interesting for me to see this new bond. Englishmen are so odd. They are like a nest of Chinese boxes. It takes a very long time to get to the center of them. When one gets there, the result is unrewarding. But the process is instructive and entertaining. Continue. Develop your arguments. There may be something I can use to my own chief the next time I want to get out of an unpleasant job."
He grinned maliciously. Bond ignored him.
"Now, in order to tell the difference between good and evil, we have manufactured two images representing the extremes, representing the deepest black and the purest white, and we call them God and the Devil. But in doing so, we have cheated a bit. God is a clear image, you can see every hair on his beard, but the Devil? What does he look like?"
Bond looked triumphantly at Mathis.
Mathis laughed ironically. "A woman?"
"It's all very fine," said Bond, "but I've been thinking about these things, and I'm wondering whose side I ought to be on. I'm getting very sorry for the Devil and his disciples, such as the good Le Chiffre. The Devil has a rotten time, and I always like to be on the side of the underdog. We don't give the poor chap a chance. There's a good book about goodness and how to be good and so forth, but there's no evil book about evil and how to be bad. The Devil has no prophets to write his Ten Commandments, and no team of authors to write his biography. His case has gone completely by default. We know nothing about him but a lot of fairy stories from our parents and schoolmasters. He has no book from which we can learn the nature of evil in all its forms, with parables about evil people, proverbs about evil people, folklore about evil people. All we have is the living example of the people who are least good, or our own intuition."
"So," continued Bond, warming to his argument, "Le Chiffre was serving a wonderful purpose. A really vital purpose, perhaps the best and highest purpose of all. By his evil existence, which foolishly I have helped to destroy, he was creating a norm of badness by which, and by which alone, an opposite norm of goodness could exist. We were privileged in our short knowledge of him to see and estimate his wickedness, and we emerged from the acquaintanceship better and more virtuous men."
"Bravo," said Mathis. "I'm proud of you. You ought to be tortured every day. I really must remember to do something evil this evening. I must start at once. I have a few marks in my favour, only small ones, alas," he added ruefully. "But I shall work fast now that I have seen the light. What a splendid time I'm going to have. Now let's see, where shall I start? Murder? Arson? Rape? But no, these are peccadillos. I must really consult the good Marquis de Sade. I am a child, an absolute child in these matters.